from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New York's congestion pricing plan is getting the go-ahead from the federal government. The Federal Highway Administration, as well as state and city transportation officials, have signed off on the tolling program, paving the way for it to start on January 5th. However, legal challenges could still get in the way. A Middlesex County community is in shock after a fire early Thursday morning damaged five homes and caused the evacuation of several families. Police say 57-year-old Woodbridge resident Anthony Burke purposely torched his home on McGuire Street. His neighbor talks about that ordeal.
I was, like, actually really scared because, like, I was, like, kind of worried, like, what was going to happen if, like, our house was going to be caught into it, too.
Burke faces arson and aggravated assault charges. A former special education teacher has been found not guilty after she was publicly accused of molesting a student.
A Marlboro Municipal Court judge on Thursday found Jenna Shabika not guilty of harassment. The former teacher at Marlboro Memorial Middle School lost her job in March after she was accused of touching a 13-year-old female student in the hallway. Then the student's parents made the accusations public at a school board meeting. Shabika's attorney said that was defamatory. Mitchell Ansel said while the not guilty decision was a relief, the former teacher who lost her career and reputation has a long road ahead of her. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Two men are busted for swiping packages from homes in Middlesex County. Police say two New Brunswick residents have been arrested. One porch pirate is charged with theft, hindering apprehension, and receiving stolen property in connection to incidents that happened along Highland Avenue and Highland Park. The other is accused of stealing packages along North 3rd Avenue. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. Atlantic City's casino saw their operating profits decline by nearly 14% in the third quarter of this year. Regulators say the nine casinos had a collective gross operating profit of $236.5 million in the third quarter. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 426 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Avenue, Ewing, or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This is a busy travel weekend ahead of a busy Thanksgiving week. This storm system is out of here just in time as rain and snow showers taper off tonight. We'll see raindrops and snowflakes end completely by daybreak tomorrow morning at the latest. Low temperatures mid-30s, most of the state staying above the freezing mark tonight. Clearing out and drying out tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, but still windy and blustery. Highs only 45 to 50. Sunday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. Highs improve to the lower 50s. Increasing clouds on Monday with seasonable high temperatures in the mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Scotch Plains 37, Belmar 40, Maze Landing 38. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro. It's the go-to place for enjoying delicious food while catching all of your favorite sporting events that are open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. And they have happy hour specials. It's weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro or check them out online, firesidegrillandbar.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.